Well, I've now got this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, Betts cells are found in which part of the body? Betts cells are found in which part of the body? And Betts is spelt B-E-T-Z. And we'll give you the correct answer to that next week. Now for two more items of information. Firstly, Essex Trading Standards buying advice updated. Essex Trading Standards has this week refreshed its general shopping advice. You are protected by law when shopping for goods and services. The following information summarises the protections that are in place when purchasing goods online and in store. You don't have a legal right to change your mind when you have purchased store-bought goods. Even if you've brought the wrong colour or size, stores don't legally have to refund your money because you've changed your mind. Most stores do have returns policies displayed, and some will allow you to change your mind and get a full refund, but always check before you buy. However, the rules when shopping online are different, and for most things you have up to 14 days to notify them of a return. If the goods or services are faulty, then it's irrelevant where or how you bought them, and you are entitled to a refund, repair or replacement, depending on when you find the fault. If an item you've bought develops a fault, your refund rights depend on when you bought it, and who is responsible. You'll have legal rights if the item you bought is broken or damaged, unusable, not what was advertised, or doesn't match the seller's description. You won't have any legal rights if it was damaged by wear and tear, in an accident or misuse, or that you knew about the fault before you bought the item. You have 30 days from taking ownership of a product to claim a refund if it is faulty. After this time, you should give the seller an opportunity to replace or repair it before you can claim a refund. There is additional help if you bought something via this route. It's usually best to try to contact the seller in the first instance. If you can't contact them, or they won't refund or repair, then you can ask your card provider or PayPal to help. And our second item has the headline, Impact of Caring More Negative Than Positive. Millions of unpaid carers across the UK provide support to a family member, friend or neighbour due to a disability, illness or frailty due to old age. Yet, a majority of unpaid carers have no choice but to take on a caring role. While providing unpaid care can be rewarding, it also comes with significant negative impacts on carers' lives. The No Choice But to Care report, published on the first day of Carers Week 2024, found that 62% of those who are currently providing or those who have previously provided unpaid care said that they had no choice in taking on the role because no other care options were available. This is around 10 million people. The impact of caring has been more negative than positive for all areas current and former unpaid carers were asked about, particularly for mental health, 63%, physical health, 53%, job and ability to work, 48%, and finances and savings, 47%. The negative impacts as a result of caring were also felt most strongly by those who had no choice but to take on an unpaid caring role, as well as women and those aged 45 to 54. The research also found that 73% of members of the public surveyed for the research think that unpaid carers should receive more support from the next government, particularly financial support and investment in social care. The report recommends the establishment of a national carers strategy, review and reform of social security benefits for carers, and better workplace protections and workplace support for unpaid carers. To ensure carers' health and well-being is better supported, the report recommends a new duty on the NHS to have regard to unpaid carers, as well as further investment in social care and carers' breaks. The report also makes recommendations aimed at employers, public bodies, and specific recommendations for the UK nations. So again, I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for the remainder of this week's news.